Hey, John.
Hey, Nick.
Did you hear about the guy that worked at a can factory? He just spent every day pulling this lever to crush cans?
No.
Well, he had to quit because he said it was so depressing. Just like this episode will be.
And this is Stranger Still. A lot of energy. Let's keep it flowing. Let's keep it moving.
Let's just never stop talking. There's never silence.
I ran out of things to say. What's going on?
This, we should say, is Stranger Still, a podcast where we answer the questions you've never questioned to ask.
I'm John Began.
I'm Nick Wood. Last week we talked about conspiracy theories that ended up being true, and we talked about we got five more this week. This week is considerably less, what I would say, funny.
Yeah.
Than last week.
Lots of death.
There is more death. There's more. Last week we threw a lot of shade at the U.S. government. I've got two examples this week that has nothing to do with the U.S. government, but then we'll go back to hating on the U.S. government. So don't worry.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about that.
Sure.
I know you've had a whole week to think about this, John. So what is your favorite conspiracy theory after you've been able to kind of mull it around?
Sorry, I got distracted there for a sec because I just thought about what if we did a podcast, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was about conspiracy theories, like, yeah, all the time. Has that been done?
I think it has. We've only done two, so we're not getting into that territory yet. If we do a third one next week,
then we have to start talking
then we
like
have to start
this.
Talking like this. So the government doesn't find us.
Sci-Fi Channel presents
Sharknado 17,
followed by
Stranger Still podcast. I don't know what you're getting
yeah,
at.
Yeah, I guess
okay.
So. I don't know. I don't run the schedule. It's Sci-Fi, dude.
Turns out that other countries can be just as awful as the U.S. government can be. Who'd have thunk, right?
Who'd have thunk or thought?
Yeah. Without further ado, let's hop into number five. John.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on North Korea?
I think that's you put me on the spot, buddy.
I know.
I got a lot of thoughts about North Korea.
Yeah, let's give a few. Give what your top two thoughts of North Korea.
Number one.
Yeah.
Number one. Lots of hilarious jokes about Kim Jong-un.
I get it.
All those little cheese-eating and his little chubby little cheeks.
Oh, man, he's like a little rabbit.
He's like a little rabbit, a little cutie. That maybe we may find movies about him.
Yeah.
And number two, they're like real death camps that he has.
That's not funny. Why did I laugh?
Yeah, no, that's like, it's because of...
Because it's 2016, you wouldn't think that those things would be around still, but...
It's just,
man,
the fact that, like, yeah, we joke around about him, but, like, there's some really bad things that go on.
Yeah, and that's really funny that you say that, because we didn't even plan this, first of all. We didn't plan the order of events here, but the very first one we're going to talk about today,
mm-hmm,
is how North Korea abducted Japanese citizens and then basically put them in little communities or basically camps,
yeah,
where they forced them to learn Korean, teach Japanese to other people, and just do North Korea's bidding for them back in 1970s, around the 1970s.
Okay. Which still goes on, sounds like.
Yeah. So, yeah, that begs the question. I think that North Korea has just been awful since the dawn of time.
Right.
The 1970s.
Yeah.
So starting in 1977, North Korean agents began abducting Japanese citizens. North Korea apparently blamed Japan for the separation of North and South Korea.
Mm-hmm.
Because Japan in World War II did do a lot of intervening with Korea and stuff and threw out some powers and a bunch of bad things because Japan was pretty bad during World War II. But North Korea's goal, as it still is, 39 years later, has been and always will be to take over South Korea and make it one country again.
I hope that always will be isn't true.
Until North Korea is no more.
Well, I hope that's not true either.
But their main goal is always to make it one country, being with North Korea's power, right?
Yeah, let's say some at the top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, a lot of those events are according to North Korea, as many things I will say is according to North Korea. The idea, I guess, was that they wanted to take these Japanese citizens and somehow, this is what the Japanese people would be told, is that somehow that would help them in reunifying the country mm-hmm. into one country again, basically making North Korea all of Korea.
Yeah.
That's what the quote-unquote goal was.
Sure.
But I don't necessarily buy that because they actually ended up using these abductees to perform terrorist acts on Japan.
Oh, great.
Which, you know, that's going to bring South Korea over to the north side, right?
So they got the Japanese recruited to mm-hmm. attack their own country?
Yeah. Well, they used them so that they could attack Japan. So people around Japan just start going missing starting in 1977. Most of them go missing off of like beach shores or coastal regions. And the families of these missing people start opening like PI investigations. They go to the police and all this stuff. But nothing ever came from those investigations. Some smart people, I don't know how they did it, but they were able to link all of the locations of the disappearances to the fact that they all looked like abductions. I don't know how you would make that connection.
Oh, that's easy mode.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was in the woods. It was a abduction. It's dinner time. I'm hungry. I want to go home.
Oh, it's easy like that. Okay. They were able to find out their abductions, and for whatever reason, I guess they had nothing to back up their claims that they were all abductions. It wasn't until 10 years after the abductions started that some Japanese-speaking North Korean citizens...
Hey, by the way, do you like my Japanese accent back there?
I think all of your accents are just New York.
That's not true. Give me a country.
Australia.
Hey, matey. I'm from Australia. And we don't got pizza here. We got kangaroos.
Philippine.
Hey, I'm from the Philippines. We got great food. And it's not pizza, but it's still pretty good.
Norwegian.
Hello, mate. I'm from Norway. And I got no pizza here. We just eat Norwegian food mostly.
That's solid. So solid, man. So solid are your voices. I can't even.
I can do Italian.
Yeah?
Hey, how's it going? I'm John Began.
I get it.
Yeah.
I understand.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't until after 10 years of these abductions started that a Japanese-speaking North Korean terrorist, I'll call them, which is a confusing sentence in and of itself. A Japanese-speaking North Korean. They hijacked and bombed a Japanese plane. Later, they claimed that they, I don't know where they admitted this, I guess it was to the investigators, they admitted that they learned Japanese from, quote, an abductee. And at that point, they're like, abductee? And then they pieced it together, like, all these disappearances that they linked to abductions were likely these abductees they were talking about. For the longest time, North Korea denied it, as North Korea does. I think it was actually kind of recently, like in the 2000s, Japan like demanded that North Korea admit that this happened. So North Korea admitted to abducting 13 Japanese citizens. According to Japan, it could be up to 17 people that they abducted, which isn't a big number, but still North Korea's possibly withholding stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There's also testimonies that some European citizens were abducted as well for the same reasons.
Yeah.
To teach them languages and all this stuff. There's a really good article from The New Yorker. Want to do a voice?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm from New York, and my name's John.
I like pizza.
I like pizza and stuff. We have really great state laws with high tax rates. I don't know. What?
That's so out of my cultural understanding.
Our rent's high.
Yeah.
Greenwich Village has lots of money, and I know that because I've walked through there.
Shout out to Greenwich. All New Yorkers.
Yep. That was my New York accent. Did you like it?
Yeah, but they had a good article about one or two, actually, specific abductees and, like, their whole story. They were kept up in a really crappy house, and, like, they're in this locked-off community that was invitation-only or something.
Uh-huh.
Basically a concentration camp where they held these people, and they had to teach them about Japanese culture or the language or build stuff or whatever. So, North Korea. Good stuff.
Yeah, saying good stuff after something doesn't make it good, man.
That's a good point. So, should we move on to another communist government?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite?
I don't know. I think they're all pretty cute, but I'm probably like into Russia a little bit.
Soviet Russia?
Yeah.
Right? That's so good. So number four.
It really puts me in the mood.
Ah.
No, but like a lot of terrible stuff happened. I know. Yeah. Go on.
I'm not laughing at it. I'm laughing with it.
Yeah.
Number four is the cutely named Katyn Massacre. That's cute.
Cat?
Yeah.
That's cute.
Katyn.
Until you're going to depress Katyn? Me, probably.
Yeah, I'm going to depress the Great. Heck out of you. So, it's pretty simple. Back in the spring, lovely spring of 1939, I think we all remember that spring. That's when I met my wife of
Go ahead,
70
math.
Years.
Yep.
Shelby.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Back in the spring of 1939, a secret police organization for the USSR rounded up Polish officials and Polish nationalists, about 22,000 to be exact.
Mm-hmm.
Not exactly 22,000, but about 22,000
yeah.
to be exact. This is called the Katyn Massacres because they found a mass grave site in the Katyn forests, but it happened all over Soviet Russia, Soviet Union. What they did was they captured these officials and these nationalists and just started systematically killing them.
Why?
Which is because this was during World War II, so keep that in mind, and Russia was on the Allied side. Polish were on the Axis side. So they started rounding them up and started killing them.
All right.
Good stuff. Basically because they were told to. The secret police organization was told to.
Yeah.
So they started killing these captives, burying them. Like I said, many were in this forest. I don't know how many people were buried in the forest, but it was probably about a third, I think, if I remember correctly. Eventually, though, weirdly enough, the Nazis, when they invaded Russia back in World War II, they found this burial site, which is weird. It's just full of Polish people. And Poland accused the USSR of doing it, naturally, because it's in Russia. And for some reason, the USSR blamed the Nazis, thinking they could get away with that.
Yeah.
There's like all these dead bodies. The Nazis did it.
Sure.
In our country.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Nudge, nudge. Believe us. Russia said that it happened when the Nazis invaded them in 1941, which is 2 years after all these assassinations happened. So that's dumb. But they completely denied it up until 1992. So what, 50 years later?
Jeez.
Yeah. They finally found or provided, there's some debate there, documents stating that the USSR police force was to blame for all these massacres.
That's a pretty bad job, though, right? Like, you have 50 years to get rid of those documents?
Yes. The thing is that I read somewhere, I don't remember where it was because I couldn't find it again after doing my research. The people that came into power in Russia believed that it was the Nazis. So it wasn't until 1992 that they found the documents that said that Russia did it, that they're like, oh, good, that was us. Sweet.
Oh, great. So yeah, that's what that just goes into playing, like, you can't take full responsibility for your ancestors' mistakes.
Exactly. Yeah. 50 years later. I mean, there's
on purposes in this
on
case.
On purposes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if, I mean, I'm sure there's some people that didn't know that it happened that were in power, but since they said it happened in 1942 and it actually happened in 1939, like I think that they were hiding something way back then. 'Cause it was Stalin back then.
Yeah.
Anyway,
and speaking of Stalin, 50 years?
Yeah, right? Good joke. So that's the Katyn Massacres. Nazis, Russians. It's got it all, basically.
Yeah, it's got both Nazis and Russians.
Yeah. It's like World War II. Should we go back to throwing shade at the US government?
Sure.
Cool. I want to talk about the CIA.
The CIA, what?
The CIA?
Yeah.
Yeah, Central Intelligence Agency.
Mm-hmm.
There have been bountiful claims that the CIA has been involved with drug trafficking in one form or another. Here are a few claims, just three for you. They've been in close ties with many Honduran and Guadalajarian drug lords, mm-hmm. Such as Juan Mata Ballesteros and Miguel Angel Feliz Gallardo. Just rolled off my tongue, didn't it?
Yeah. Estudio español 4 años y comprendo muy poco, necesito practicar.
Those are some words. They were accused of shipping a literal ton of cocaine through the Miami airport to apparently gain, quote, an understanding of Colombian drug trade, except all of that cocaine ended up on the streets. And the last one, they were accused of allowing a man to continue drug trade in exchange for war assistance. Just kidding, that last one is real.
Wake up, sheeple? Is that what you're supposed to say?
Yes.
On conspiracy?
Yes, wake up, sheeple. We didn't say that in the last episode. What the heck?
Yeah.
Ah, wake up, sheeple.
That's important.
Yeah. The first two are just allegations. There's no proof to it, except the last one has been documented and admitted to by the Reagan administration. Remember those guys?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Remember the Contra fighters down in Nicaragua?
Nicaragua. Yeah.
Well, that ties into this as well. So as it turns out, like I said last week, they ran out of funding from Congress. The U.S. government wasn't allowed to give money to the Contra fighters anymore. So instead, what they did, there was Contra fighter smuggling cocaine, which is a popular drug with the CIA. They're smuggling it into Los Angeles. The CIA is accused of assisting in the smuggling, but what has been admitted to is that they just kind of turned a blind eye to it.
Yeah, except like, if you're going to turn an eye to it, why would you turn your blind one?
Right. I mean, you can
turn
just
a closed eye. Why does it got to be blind?
It's the phrase. I don't know. Do we need to do an episode on that?
I guess so.
Okay, cool. Next week, guys. These profits made from the smuggling went directly back to the Contra fighters, and this all took place during the same time we sold arms to Iran. It's good stuff. So the Reagan administration said that these acts were unauthorized, where the Congress or where CIA was just like, "Yeah, do it, and then you can use that money, have fun." But a lie through omission is still a lie, right?
I don't know how that works.
Where you're just like, do you think I'm cute? I like that dress. Still saying that they're ugly,
right?
Oh,
yeah. Well.
It's like that.
When someone says, do you think I look cute?
Yeah.
I usually say like, I know that our society places a good amount of permission on men judging women by their objectification and looks, and then I'm not going to participate in that ideology over American society. And they usually say like, but what about these shoes?
Reagan, right? Good stuff. People loved him. I don't understand why. That's not a political statement. It's just that a lot of bad things happened during his time in office. Let's go to number two.
Political things? Yeah.
Well, I see what you're getting at.
Okay, let's keep
just
going.
Just make me look stupid. No, it's fine. Just deconstruct everything that I've worked hard for. Just kidding. So number two is a real number two. Uh-huh. See what I did there?
Well, I don't know what it's about, so. Is it poop?
No. Well, no. Why did I say that then? It's not about poop.
Okay.
But it does stink really bad. This is where I think the depression starts to come in, if it hasn't already.
Oh, it's already sinking in. We're already up to number what, four?
Two.
Oh, great. We're up to two?
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't worry. I'm already pretty depressed. But go on.
Cool. This is actually probably the worst on my list. It's the Tuskegee Syphilis Study. Tuskegee is a college.
Oh, there you go.
That conducted the study at the, I guess, the suggestion of the U.S. Public Health Service, the PHS. Just slides right off the tongue.
Mm-hmm. Puff.
Puff. Puff. The whole study started back in 1932. So not the 50s this time, but still a pretty good year. The U.S. Public Health Service, I'm just going to call them the Puff.
Yeah.
Back then, they thought that white people... I'm just going to say white people and black people. Hope that doesn't offend anyone. I don't mean any offense by it.
Is that what they said?
Yes.
Then great. Keep going.
Cool. I just don't want to offend anyone. I'm not trying to be a jerk. It's just white people, black people.
You can say white people and black people.
Cool. Some people get up in arms about it.
Okay.
Okay. So back then, it was the thought that white people suffering from syphilis were affected neurologically. So like in your brain and your nervous system. Whereas black people were affected cardiovascularly. So like in your muscles and your heart and that sort of thing.
Yeah, that checks out, right?
Yeah, science, right? Because people were really dumb back then. So therefore, doctors thought the two should be tested separately, which makes sense. If you think that people contract something differently, they should be treated differently, right?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, they didn't do any tests on white people. So good job, government. Also, it would have been good if that were the case at all. What they did was they rounded up 399, I don't know why they didn't just make it even 400, but 399 black men that already had syphilis and 201 men that did not have syphilis.
Do you think they really all had syphilis beforehand?
That's a good question.
Yeah. Things are getting dark.
Yes, they sure are.
This is a family show.
Yes, it is. Kids, if you're listening, sorry, you're going to break your innocence today.
I think it's important to know about American history.
That's true. The second group was set up as the control. Mm-hmm. So they didn't have syphilis. They never had syphilis, but both groups were duped into the study one way or another. The first group, the group of syphilis, they were told they had, quote, bad blood.
You know, we got bad blood.
Yeah.
This is all sure. Fun. Taylor Swift jokes and STD experiments.
Bad blood was like a term that they used for many different things back then, syphilis being one of them, and I can't remember what the other ones were. But the scientists said that they would try to cure it. Bet we can trust them, right? Based on this episode. They were promised free healthcare, free meals on examination days, and their funeral would be paid for.
Aww.
Which is, I mean, that bodes well, right? You're going to die eventually. We're just going to pay for it. You're definitely not going to die as a result of our test. I swear. The second group, the non-syphilis group, was told that they'd just be getting free healthcare. The problem, though, was that both groups could not be treated at local health facilities or hospitals. They gave local doctors and hospitals the patient names, so if one of them came in, they would redirect them back to the scientists conducting the study. The reason they did that is because they weren't curing them. It's good stuff. The scientists never had any intention of curing them. Basically, the study was set up to see how syphilis progressed in African-American men. As simple as that. They had no... I mean, the study was supposed to be short because they thought people would die, but ended up lasting 40 years because people didn't die.
So 40 years and they didn't, like, no one broke character, so to say? Like, nothing leaked?
Yeah,
were the scientists aware of what was going on?
Yeah. Yeah, everything was... I mean, the college knew what was going on. The scientists knew exactly what they were doing. 15 years after the study started, penicillin came out. And penicillin cures syphilis. And they would not give it to the people because they wanted them to die, basically. If anyone complained enough for penicillin, they'd give them a placebo so that they wouldn't be cured. The reason why is because once they died, they wanted to perform autopsies to see if it affected them cardiovascularly. Eventually, the Assistant Secretary for Health and Scientific Affairs mm-hmm. in the government put together a panel for the study, like at the college, he put together a panel. And from what I gathered, they had a very high level understanding of the study because they didn't even know that the people weren't being given penicillin because they knew that penicillin was a cure. Yeah. And then they finally found out that penicillin wasn't being given to the patients. Because of that, they finally shut the whole study down.
Who did this?
The board, the panel that the guy put together. I can just see the depression on your face.
Yeah, I'm just jokes are flying right out of my face mouth into your ears.
Would you like
folks?
To know the fallout of the study?
Please.
28 of the men died directly of syphilis. So, I mean, of the 299 men, 10% of them died from syphilis. 100 of the other men died of complications related to syphilis. 40 of the men's wives were infected with syphilis. And 19 of the children from their families were born with congenital syphilis. Thank you, government.
So these people are still alive, these kids.
Yeah, these kids are still alive. And basically they have syphilis because the government did nothing to cure them. Yeah. Let's take a breather. That's literally in my notes.
You literally wrote that down.
Yes, let's take a breather because that...
That's pretty rough.
Yeah.
We joke around a lot.
We do joke around. And this is possibly the worst thing that I read that the government had done to any of its citizens.
Yeah.
There's a long list of horrible things that they've done. This is on the top. This is awful.
Mm-hmm.
Let's close out the show with a hard-hitting expose on JFK. Ready for this?
I'm ready.
His assassination was a mysterious circumstance that still has no undeniable evidence one way or another.
I knew it! Ugh. Nailed it.
We're not going to talk about his death.
Okay.
This one is actually pretty short, but it will take us home. Number one is none other than Operation Northwoods. This is after the Bay of Pigs operation failed. You know about that?
Yeah.
Where they embargoed Cuba. Members of the Department of Defense, the DOD, it was actually mostly a guy named Lyman L. Limnitzer. Anyway, this guy, the DOD and this guy, thought that the Kennedy administration botched the Bay of Pigs. Like, it could have been successful, but they just ruined it.
Yeah.
So they decided that they would have no more. And they decided to take matters into their own hands.
Like Colonel Sanders. I get it.
They began to plot many activities all across the United States. And the idea with these activities, I'll get in more into that later, the idea was to drum up hatred for Cuba so that every American would want to go to war with Cuba.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah. These plots included, but are not limited to, they wanted to launch a guy named John Glenn into space to be the first man to orbit the Earth, and then make the rocket explode at launch, and then blame it on Cubans interfering with our electronics.
Oh. The U.S. wanted to do this?
Yeah. It gets worse. They wanted to blow up Guantanamo Bay with bombs, blame it on the Cubans. They wanted to perform hijacks of land and air vehicles, so like buses and planes, and blame them on the Cubans. And they wanted to make it look like Cuba took out a U.S. aircraft carrier out in international waters and make it look unprovoked.
Wait a minute. So I don't understand. You're saying that the U.S. government can try to trick people into feeling a certain way about another country so we could go to war with them?
That's exactly what I'm saying. These were four events that Lyman L. Lemenser put together in like a memorandum and submitted to the U.S. Congress to perform on the U.S. soil.
Yeah, but on a lighthearted note, we got Sprite out of it. The Lyman Lemenser drink.
Luckily, none of those things happened. Otherwise, I think more people would have heard of Operation Northwoods. The plan actually did get so thought out. Like I said, it was in a big old memorandum, went through Congress, got approved. It got all the way up to JFK and his Secretary of Defense, and they shot it down. Good going, JFK. Could not be more proud. And I sound sarcastic, but that would have been awful if any of this happened.
Jeez. You mean promoting racism so that people will want to go to war with another country for economic purposes?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
I don't think that'll ever happen.
That'll never happen. But anyway, this brings me back to JFK. And I think it's dumb to say that there weren't any shady details of JFK's death. Mm-hmm. He denied the DOD the right to commit acts of terrorism on U.S. soil by the U.S. government. And then he gets assassinated. And then LBJ comes into office and just kind of does whatever he wants, like go to Vietnam. A literal conspiracy theory called Project Minaret, where the NSA performed, quote, warrantless electronic surveillance on 1,600 American citizens, one of those being Martin Luther King Jr.
Wait, but the U.S. wouldn't listen to our conversations on our phones?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
That started with LBJ. No. Lyndon B. Johnson.
I don't think the U.S. would ever do that.
What I'm getting at is the hallmark of like a Watergate scandal or Operation Big Buzz is that there is, first of all, substantiated evidence. But I also think it's important to point out that every single one of those that I've mentioned on this list was some event that enough people felt uneasy about that they went to go get evidence about. They got documents, they got admissions, they got testimonies, they got undeniable proof that these things happened. They started out as a conspiracy theory. There were conspiracy theorists that believed that this was a conspiracy, went out and proved it. I'm not taking a stance one way or another on stuff like JFK's assassination or like the Twin Towers or any of those things.
Yeah.
But they don't have solid evidence.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know what you're saying. The government's telling us to say this, right? This is what they want us to think.
And it's true. So we'd like to thank our sponsors today.
CIA.
The U.S. Army.
FBI. They've paid us tons of money to convince our 50 listeners of all these that none of this is true. Now, I know that I won't be able to convince any actual like conspiracy theorists, people that believe in wizard people or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully, if you are listening to this, I'm not taking an attack on you, but look for evidence.
I agree wholeheartedly. I'll tell you what, I got politically involved this last year.
Yeah.
And there were a bunch of allegations of political wrongdoings and conspiracy theories and things like that. And I did my research and I found out what was true and what's not.
Yeah.
And I don't think that a lot of the conspiracy theories that are going on, these ones that you've named are just like, I know I'm doing something wrong and bad and I'm going to cover it up.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of what goes on in the government today isn't some evil thing where it's like, woo, ha, 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 I'm going to trick all the people and get all the votes.
Yeah.
A lot of like in Congress and with doing paid speeches and stuff, it's people that, it's just the way that the system's built and set up that it runs like a conspiracy, or it plays out that way because of the way that it's built. Like, oh yeah, I do something for you, do something for me. We'll help each other out as a business. In their minds, like, they're the good guys. In everyone's minds, they're the good guys.
It's all solid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a woman that was she the head of the CIA that was, she gave a talk about, she was speaking about how everyone thinks they're the good guy. Saddam Hussein thought he was a good guy.
Right. I think the point is that if you see convincing evidence, I'm not going to turn a blind eye to that. But if you're going to sit there and make conjecture and just be like, oh, well, how could a plane make a hole that big? That looks more like a missile hole.
Look it up.
Without evidence?
Yeah.
I'm not going to believe you without proof.
And not YouTube videos with people talking isn't proof.
Yeah, and especially if they're talking like this.
If they're talking like that,
then you know it's true.
It's a sci-fi channel of real aliens. They're in the... We got a body of an alien.
That's how I talk.
Yeah.
That's what you sound like. I'm sorry.
That's what you sound like. Sorry, guys. So, that's conspiracy theories. So, Nate the Great on Reddit, I got a lot of his ideas for conspiracy theories that came true or were true. Nate the Great on Reddit had like a whole list on there. So, I'll give some of those that he supplied so you guys can go research those. They're pretty good. There's the Dreyfus Affair. It's Dreyfus Affair.
Dreyfus?
I mean, no one really knows. Operation Mockingbird. The Manhattan Project. Nerea's testimony. That is like another one where America drummed up support against a country so we could try to go to war. COINTELPRO. The 1953 Iranian coup. Karen Silkwood, who died or was assassinated for being a whistleblower on the labor union. Mm-hmm. She found a bunch of unethical stuff there and then died. And Operation Paperclip, where we recruited Nazi scientists to help our country.
What did we do? We build printers or something?
Yep, printers.
IBM stuff?
That's all I have. Do you want to recap?
Yeah. That's how you should feel after hearing that. That's it. That's my recap. That's my takeaway.
Solid.
It was all terrible stuff. I don't even want to think about it again.
Just
that's
run
it.
Screaming. I told you it'd be depressing. And I'm sorry if I made anyone depressed out there, but a lot of people turn a blind eye to the bad stuff that we've done in this country and are really focused on bad things that other countries do. But, I mean, it's part of our history.
Yeah.
And we can't ignore it.
And like I said earlier, when the Russians found out about that they actually were, you know, taking lives and they didn't know, they were convinced they didn't. It's not so much that you have to like feel personal guilt on yourself. Like I committed these atrocities because I'm an American, but it does come down to, you have to know where your ancestors came from and why this was built this way. And like, you could take the responsibility upon yourself to make it better with understanding and trying to understanding your own culture and others.
Succinctly put, John.
All right.
That's a good recap. It's better than running and screaming. Cool. Once again, thanks to everyone that has left us a review or at least a star on iTunes.
Five
stars.
You leave us one, I'm not thanking you.
Yeah, well, I don't care. Just if you don't like us, at least leave a review and tell us why so we can improve.
Yeah, but with like five stars though.
With five stars.
Yeah.
I've got another question here from a Snellbur Woo. Sorry, there's a smudge on my screen. It's from Shelby Wood. Oh, that's my wife. It came from my wife. She wanted to know why breastfeeding decreases fertility.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you probably don't know this. I know this because I have a child now, that if you breastfeed a child, your chances of having a child without alternative birth control goes drastically down.
Yeah.
It's not exactly zero, but it's very close to zero. I could make many jokes as well.
Sure.
But I don't want to have a black eye when my wife hears this.
Okay.
So the real reason is that when you give birth, there's a huge drop in hormones, progesterone, estrogen, and HPL hormones.
Yeah, all the best ones.
All the best ones. I mean, all...
All the breast ones?
That was a good one.
Can we keep going?
All of these hormones drop, which leaves a high level in prolactin hormones. These high levels stick while you're feeding your baby because they generate milk. So... as long as you keep feeding your baby, it's going to keep making these hormones. And evolutionarily, it also helps because it also suppresses those hormones that drop when you give birth. I mean, those hormones that drop trigger your reproductive cycle. So like your menstruation, your menstruational cycle. I'm not a girl.
Menstruation. Don't play dumb. You know what you're talking about.
Is it menstruational cycle?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So none of that starts because these hormones are so low. So your fertility is down. There you go, Shelby. Are you happy?
Also, Nick said that there's some dishes that he didn't get to. He wanted to apologize.
And if you could change out the the laundry. I think the washer has been there for a couple hours. It might smell funny. You should probably run it again and then put those in the dryer. And I think the dryer sheets, the box that's on the shelf is empty, but I know that there's some bounce. We just bought them. There's some bounce somewhere. It might be behind the box or it might be off to the side of the dryer.
I think it's on the side the last time I was over. We're going to stop at Target on the way back.
Yeah, don't worry. I mean, just call me after we're done recording. If we don't have dryer sheets, I will stop and get some.
Yeah.
That's all we got for this week. If you have a question like my wife's, you can send it to us on Facebook. We got a Facebook group.
Hey, Nick.
Yeah.
Do you mean your wife?
My wife.
Hey, that was pretty good.
That was pretty good.
I haven't heard anyone do that.
Never? Not even Borat?
That's from a movie?
My wife.
So we got a private group on Facebook.
Just search for Stranger Still.
And like it's exclusive. So you probably like, you know.
It is exclusive, but you want to get in.
Yeah.
We'll do a thorough background check. I'm really good at research, so I'll read up about you, find your social security number and all your firstborn child's names, even if you haven't had one yet. I'll go into the future and find it. We've got a Twitter, at Stranger Still, if you want to message us there or ask us a question on that.
Yep, and you said child's, so that's good.
I don't care. I know what I said.
We got... StrangerStillShow.com.
StrangerStillShow.com is our website. You can listen to our stuff there. Podcast at StrangerStillShow is our email if you want to send us a question. I'm Nick Wood.
I'm still John.
Sorry that we depressed you this week, but next week we'll make you happy on
Stranger Still.
Thanks, everyone.